There's a new area in the body to focus on in Alzheimer's research. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Oriel Ouellette, assistant professor of food science and human nutrition at Iowa State University, says the immune system has a role to play beyond fighting off illness.
The immune system helps our body fight off illness, but it also plays a role in the debilitating memory loss associated with Alzheimer's disease. As researchers, we've often focused on the damage or shrinking it causes in the medial temporal lobe, an area of the brain critical for creating conscious memories. But my colleague, Ashley Swanson, and I found we needed to pay more attention to other immune functions that help form memories and may defend against Alzheimer's. In our study, we examined memory performance in the medial temporal lobe over a 2-year period for hundreds of older adults with no memory problems to those with moderate Alzheimer's disease. We identified two proteins in the immune system that best predicted memory loss and shrinking in the medial temporal lobe. One protein clears away debris outside of neurons and helps create stronger connections to relate more information. The second protein causes damage to neurons and shrinks the brain. Of the two, the one that helped build memories clearly stood out, while the damaging protein had little effect. After 2 years, the memory-building protein explained nearly 30% of why some older adults had bigger or smaller medial temporal lobes. Most importantly, it could explain 56% of the difference between people with better or worse memory. Critically, more years of education were related to higher levels of the protein. This suggests that more time spent on learning and training your brain to process information will make your brain stronger. Our next steps are to understand how we can boost these protein levels. We are taking a comprehensive approach to see if diet, type of occupation, and even how people feel might affect the memory-building protein and our capacity to remember as we get older.
That was Oriel Ouellette of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.